the second month. WPGC, AM and FM Morningside, and the rock rolls on.
If you were red tonight, remember what I said tonight. For red is the color that my baby wore, and what's more is true. Yes, it is.
Gold 1965 on WPGC number one. It's called Yes, It Is. Those Are the Beatles. And this is 1001 with Brian Lawrence from All Hit Music Radio, WPGC.
If you break my heart, I'll go. But I'll be back again. Cause I told you once before goodbye. But I came back again.
Like what one of my favorite early Beatles songs on WPGC number one. It's called... I'll be back on your Brian Lawrence Show, 10:04. All hit music time on a Saturday morning. How you doing? This is Brian Lawrence for Columbus, and we're doing the early years of the Beatles generation.
There was this old boy named Big Earl Bradshaw, and one night he gets this phone call from his chick he knows down in Jackson, Mississippi, and she says, how come I ain't seen you around here lately? And he says, 'cause I ain't been around there lately. And she says, why, baby? And he says, 'cause my town's done got woke up pretty good. And she says, well, who woke it up? And he says, Big Hume, Big Hume, Big Hume, Big Hume. Brews a malt, Miller brews it be.
If you let me take your heart, I will prove to you we will never be apart if I'm part of you. Open up your eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me. Big and black the clouds may be. Time will pass away. If you put your trust in me, I'll make bright your day. Look into these eyes now. Tell me what you see. Don't you realize now what you see is me? Tell me what you see. Listen to me one more time. How can I get through? Can't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me. How can I get through? Don't you try to see that I'm trying to get to you? Open up your eyes now. Tell me what you see. It is no surprise now. What you see is me.
Sixth album on WPGC number one. It's called Tell Me What You See. 10:09. Brian Lawrence Showtime of the Beatles Generation Saturday Morning Columbus Show. How are you?
This city will long Come remember on. The morning it woke to the tantalizing aroma of a hamburger breakthrough.
Well, how come you say you will when you won't? Say you do, baby, when you don't. Let me know, honey, how you feel. Tell the truth, now is love real? But well, honey, don't. Well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. Well, I love you, baby, and you ought to know I like the way that you wear your clothes. Everything about you is too doggone sweet. You got that sand all over your feet. But well, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. I say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on, George, one time for me. You on a Saturday night, Sunday morning you don't look right. You've been out painting the town, baby, been stepping around. Well, well, honey, don't. I said, honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Honey, don't. Say you will when you won't. Honey, don't. I'll rock on George for Ringo one time.
That's Ringo Starr's tune on WPGC from the Beatles' 65 album. It's called Honey Don't. At 10:14, Brian Lawrence, showtime here on the Columbus Show for Saturday morning. The environment is partly cloudy, highs around 45, some snow tonight with rain likely, and a low of 30, and rain also likely on Sunday. Right now, the good guys have 32 degrees.
WPGC Music Power.
Tell me how you feel. Tell me love is real. Words of love you whisper soft and true. Darling, I love you.
WPGC number one, and Words of Love here on your Brian Lawrence Columbus radio show for Saturday morning. 32 degrees right now, and the cash ripoff amount. Write this down and don't forget it now. $215.40.
The Beatles generation. The middle years, 1966 through 1968.
James Paul McCartney, the baby-faced Beatle, an extremely handsome fella, born the 18th of June, 1942. The 5'11" McCartney has hazel eyes, Paul's home is in a typically suburban area of Liverpool, Allerton, where his father still works as a cotton salesman. His mother died when he was only 14 years of age. He often is heard to say, "She would have been so proud to see our success had she lived." He describes his early years as awkward, doing everything in reverse. He was apparently very self-conscious over the fact that he has always been left-handed. McCartney, along with Lennon, writes all of the songs for the group, and together they have turned out over 100 songs.
And of these more than 100 tunes, many have become hits and all have been recorded in hit albums. When asked about the acclaim accorded the group through the number of their records which have been sold, Paul said,
"No idea." George said the other day, George Harrison said it was about 30 million a year or someone, which is fantastic.
With this in mind, John, the other member of the songwriting team, candidly admits,
"We make more money out of writing songs than we do out of appearing and running around waving them."
The sudden rise to fame by the Beatles is one of the things that Paul has thought a great deal about. You know, he said, we were talking about this just the other day. When you're about 11, you start to think about what's going to happen to you. I've often thought about it. My plan was to go on playing the clubs until I reached about 25, a ripe old age, and then go to John's Art College and hang on there for a couple of years. I never dreamt about being discovered or anything like that. I always thought discovery was something you read about. At present, McCartney and the Beatles are being read about and studied. Paul realizes this, but he can't answer why.
The Beatles Generation. The middle years, 1966 through 1968.
In the town where I was born, lived a man who sailed to sea. And he told us of his life in the land of submarines. So we sailed unto the sun till we found the sea of green. And we lived beneath the waves in our yellow submarine.
We all live in a yellow submarine. Yellow submarine, yellow submarine.
For an animated